Steamer, steamer, they can't see. I go ring the bell. Go down to the landing, sir.
And disappeared. Kayerts stood still. In the middle of the fog, he saw a cross-shaped image and stumbled towards it. The managing director of the great civilizing company, since we know that civilization follows trade, landed first and soon lost sight of the steamer. He shouted to the captain and engine driver,
"There is nobody down to meet us. There may be something wrong, though they are ringing the bell. You had better come too."
Then the voice of the director rose again from inside the thick fog.
"Wrong! Run to the house! I found one! Look for the other!"
He had found one of them, and even he, a man of great experience, was somewhat shocked by what he saw before him. Kayerts was hanging by a leather belt from the cross. His toes were just a couple of inches from the ground. His arms hung stiffly down. He seemed to be standing rigidly to attention, but with one cheek playfully posed on his shoulder, and, irreverently, he was putting out a swollen tongue at his managing director.